Mr. Chair.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we'll get started right away with the approval of the agenda. Did everyone receive a copy of the agenda, Teresa?
Mr. Chair, I sent it to you.
Okay, let me forward it to people right now. All right, I'll be happy to send it to them now. Tracy and on this email, Tracy, I don't have it. So will you could you forward it? I only have yours on this email account. So if I send it to you, Tracy, would you be able to send it?
Yeah, sure. If you send me a copy, I will send it out to everybody. I'm sitting in front of a computer, no problem.
Okay, perfect. I'll send it to you right now. And just to, before it goes out, let me just read what is there. One is the call to order and the roll call. Two is to approve the agenda. Three is the ED search. A, under that, SurveyMonkey update, Janice Lane Ewart. And then B is video conferencing, Tracy Rosenberg. And then four is PD search motion to be presented to PND. Five is new business search questions. Six is next scheduled meeting, 8/12/13. Seven, action items. And eight is adjourn. And you should have that in front of you if you're at your computers. Has everybody received it?
No. Wait a minute. You didn't tag it on to the series that we had the chain that we just made earlier. Scott, what is the what's the text of the message?
I don't know. I think, let me see what it said. It said PNB personnel committee agenda.
Oh.
And then I forwarded it to Tracy.
Okay, here it is. Got
I
it.
I just sent it out to Luzette and Janet and Janice and Teresa and John.
Okay,
so you should all be able to get it. I've got it.
Got it.
Great.
Excellent. Okay, so I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
All right, and is there any opposition? Okay, so then the agenda is moved, and we'll move forward. Thank you. Okay, and the first item on the agenda concerns the ED search and the SurveyMonkey update, Janice Lane Ewart.
So the document... The survey is open and available. I was able to make an adjustment today for some technical concerns that Tracy had over the weekend, and that's been resolved. I would note to others that not everyone has responded, including myself.
Huh.
And I recognized probably earlier this morning that I needed a little more time to go through all of the material given my schedule and didn't want to short shrift any of the applicants. So the survey will remain open. The closing date was projected to be today, but as of this afternoon, it's still open. And I'm imagining, because the last time I checked, there were others who still hadn't submitted answers, that we should spend a few more minutes talking about when we now project the closing of the survey.
Can I be on the stack?
Who is that now?
Janet. I had a question, actually. If I sent mine in, and of course, I don't know if anybody's ever completely ready, but, you know, you do question your, I question my final choices. I thought they were a little sort of way out in a way, but I don't know whether it's, can you change your mind on this?
I think that's a question for the group. I do know that it's possible for me to go back and delete your whole section if necessary, and you could log back in.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to stay with it for the night anyway.
Yeah, Janet, you know, I would suggest it's like a buyer's remorse that occurs.
Yeah. Trust yourself.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes your first instinct is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, okay.
So,
good.
And
I'm Tracy for the sec.
Yes, Tracy.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify for the stream the nature of the technical concern, because it sounded kind of mysterious and it really shouldn't be. What happened to me was that I was filling out the application, the form, the final form, after looking at the resumes over a couple of days at a cafe, and the minute that I pressed submit, the internet connection flipped off at the cafe, and I couldn't tell if the item had gone through or not, and SurveyMonkey wouldn't let me go back and press an extra submit. So I was totally confused as to whether or not I had succeeded in submitting something, and that's what Janet helped me to figure out. Okay? I just wanted to make clear what the nature of the technical problem was. That's all.
Yes. And may I ask another question about this, Janice?
Yes, of course.
Did you receive the survey that Janet just mentioned that she sent?
I opened it up because when I looked earlier today, I did not see a response, and that's why I thought, this is a little strange. No, I don't see hers. I have, the only one that I received was Tracy's.
That's odd. When did I send it?
Pardon me?
Let me look to see when I sent it.
When did you send it, Janice?
It's not that I would have sent you the link to fill out the survey weeks ago, and then I sent a reminder today.
No, I just got it today. I never got it before today.
You never got it? Well,
no, today was the first day I got it. Although I heard, that's when I got it. I'm looking for the...
I think what I noticed was that your name was on it, Janice, with Tracy's return address email.
And you, with her return address email. Well, then you should have gotten it.
No, Tracy's email. And so it looks like it may have been Tracy's response with your name. And I don't know whether it was yours with Tracy.
Well, I sent something, and damn, I can't find out. I can't see where I did it. It's not, maybe it's in the mailbox.
Well, today I sent a reminder out, and it says that it came from me, and then, I'm a little surprised.
Chase, can you hear me?
Yes. Lucette?
Yes, I sent mine this evening.
Okay, well, I am on the site now. Let me go back.
And it did thank me for sending it.
Okay.
Oh, here is what I have. Reminder, survey closes today at 12:55 p.m. You sent me that.
Yep.
Right? And, well, I hadn't had it before. And then why don't I see my response here?
I'm not sure.
I submitted it, and it didn't tell me, okay, we have received your submission either.
That's not good. So I'm going to...
This is Teresa.
I'll look around in this again, but so far it is showing me that three people have completed the survey.
That sounds like it would be the three that said they had sent it in, which would be Lisette and Janet and Tracy.
Right.
Correct. Well, it's there.
All right, so will you update us?
Three people have not.
I'm sorry, will you update us then on what you find about that?
I will. I would say it's not really a concern unless you voted and the votes weren't here, but I'm noting that there are responses from three people, and that's accurate.
That seems like it would be okay then. Teresa, you were to the stack.
Yes, I have a question. Okay. I have the survey which came to me on July the 8th, and I have the item that you sent today said survey closes today. So I'm assuming I can delete that and I can just go back to the original and fill it out.
You
can
keep the one that you have because I've just turned it on to stay open. It's not closed.
Okay. Now it's only going to let me do it once, correct?
That's correct.
And I'm afraid to open it for fear if I open it and I do the wrong thing, it will, like, count it as having taken
no,
a survey.
No, it will only count it when you provided 10 responses. It is set so that you have to give 10 responses and then click out of it in order for it to accept your information. So you can open it as long and look at it and stare at it, do whatever you want. But as long as you don't enter anything until you're ready, you're fine.
And where is the document or the link to for all of the what is the most recent link to all of the applications? Since it's not on there also.
I didn't
send that.
That was sent from you, John?
No, Tracy sent that.
Okay. So
Tracy, do you have information about that link? Is that the latest link that is available?
I'm sorry, what are you asking me? I didn't quite catch that.
When did you send the link to all of the applications?
Oh, long time ago, several weeks. I'm happy to send it out again.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to?
Probably you don't need to. If you want to, you can. But and I can go in and out of that as often as I want with no chance that I can delete something or mess it up, right?
Absolutely not. All of you have viewing rights, which means that you can open and close the files as often as you want to. But that's all you can do. You can't delete them or make them go away.
Okay. That's all I need.
All you can do is open them and close them. And you can do that 10 times, 20 times, 50 times.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay.
You know, thank you. That's a relief because it's always a ticklish situation when you get in there and there's something online. You want to make sure that you keep it safe. Okay. Then have we talked about that item at sufficient length? Is everyone clear about the update and that part of it? Let's talk about what will happen now, Janice. Once we have all of the responses from everybody, tell us what happens then.
Once the responses have been provided by everyone, they are then printed in an Excel spreadsheet, and they would be formatted so that you'd see the commonality, if there are commonalities among the candidates who've been identified by each of us as participants. So Joe Smith, you would potentially see a Joe Smith four times, or a Tracy Goodfellow three times, depending on what the responses are. And I would print the document, and it would not identify who chose a specific individual. It would just give all of the names and the number of times that name has been represented. And I would bring that to our meeting where we next discuss this topic.
Okay, excellent. Then, is there anything else, Janice, that you would want to say about the SurveyMonkey process that would help people if they haven't done it yet, in order to clarify any questions or access to clarification if they have more that they would like to find out?
I don't have any. I would just ask if you encounter an issue or you're uncertain, anyone can call me at any time. Other than when I'm in meetings, I like to say that I'm very accessible, and I call people back as soon as I can. So,
excellent. So they could call you, and that would be fine. All right.
Yep.
Excellent, Janice. As far as this survey is concerned, have we covered then everything having to do with the SurveyMonkey update for item A, so that we could move on to video conferencing?
I want to ask a question, two questions. One, what is the deadline now for us to do this? What are we, I mean, I'm wondering, are we going to have another session to after we get the information to Janice and do the and she does the SurveyMonkey tally? Are we expecting to have a session, a confidential session or executive session to make sure that we all understand who those 10 people are?
I think that the plan was that we would have the executive session and also something covering the next item with the video conferencing at our next regularly scheduled meeting. By that time, if everything is in, we should have a report that we would be able to report out in closed session and then discuss further steps at that point.
Well, I guess I must admit I'm one of the prodigal characters that did not do the homework that I so vociferously stated that we needed to get done, but I'm a little bit reluctant to wait another 2 weeks unless everybody agrees. Because we do have several other things like the handbook, employee handbook, that we need to get to. So if we wait until the meeting on the 14th, and let's say, let's say we don't have, at that meeting, we're going to, go over the questions that we ask on our interviews, and then we need to deal with the handbook, and there's several other things that are on our plate. That's going to be a very full agenda. We don't want to designate another meeting to deal with these 10 people.
Tracy goes back.
Thank you.
Okay. I hear you, Teresa, and we scheduled the special meeting specifically because of what you said, but I think the reality that we sort of demonstrated is that we didn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 out of 6 is not even most of us. It's just half of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think given that, We need more time is the reality, and I think we should just make progress where we can. And, you know, 63 applications is quite a lot to pour through, and I think people just couldn't get it done as quickly as they wanted it to get done. And even Janet was saying that she felt rushed. And
Janet, do you feel that we should give another 2 weeks?
Another 2 weeks?
Our next meeting is scheduled for August the 12th, which is more like 20
No, days. Not really. I think by the next time we meet, we should have the rough draft of how much agreement we are, and sort of, you know, see what the survey tells us.
Yeah.
We'll have to think on that as well.
Yeah, a little time for reflection might be very helpful, because you would have a chance to analyze what the results were and digest the meaning and the implications of our next steps, because it's all going to depend on what we find in that initial compilation.
So my second question is, I guess my question was to Janice Lane York. Janice, do you think that it's does it sound reasonable that we wait another 2 weeks to get the 10 to do the first step?
I know that I would need until this coming weekend to finish reading the 12 that I have remaining.
Okay. All right.
And so I could have my responses in by Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm hearing the rest of the group saying they can wait until the 12th. So my second question is there anything specifically that you think we need to put in the minutes?
Excuse me. We are waiting till the 12th? I didn't think I agreed to that.
I didn't think you agreed to that either, Janet. What I heard you say was that you'd like, though you didn't specify a date, what I heard you say was that by the 12th you would like to have in your hand, as well as the rest of the committee, the results, so that we could see commonality, and that on the 12th we would potentially use that time to delve into the commonality and begin scheduling interviews.
Right. Or begin doing whatever we felt was whatever we felt. Yeah, that's kind of it. That's it.
So, when Mr. Chair, when are we asking that everyone get their top 10 into Janice?
Or into the survey?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Someone else was talking to me here, so I didn't hear your question. Would you repeat it, please?
Are we asking that everybody get this done by Monday or Tuesday or what?
That sounds good.
Well, I myself would like some more time. I'm not going to be able to really look into that and complete it by that time. And I think that this analysis is something that will take place automatically, Janice. Is that correct? That one?
Yes. Yep.
So it's only a matter of looking at a list of candidates at that point and finding out who they represent, and then we can the information in the survey be made available to people. Let me ask you this, Janice. How can information in the survey be available to people?
When everyone has completed the survey, I can download it into a template or a Word document and send it to the group. So I would just keep checking from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. I could also, when I do check, say we're down to one person or we're down to two people, whatever the case might be, so that we're all informed as to where we are relative in the process.
I move that we give everyone until
August
1st to do it, to to submit it to the survey.
Well, I have a strong objection to that because I would like to give proper attention to the candidates, but as you may know, I am now working on my bar exam. I'm taking time out from the bar exam, and I think that it's perfectly reasonable to extend it beyond that date so that I'll have a chance to focus on this issue. I'd like to be able to give candidates the full attention that they need. And
when is a reasonable date for you?
Well, I think that if responses were in by the 5th, that would certainly be reasonable. That would be the weekend afterwards, and I'd be able to focus on this and give it the proper attention, because I feel like you do, Janice, that you expressed. It takes time and concentration. You have to be able to give proper attention to it. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can hear you, Lizette. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I am concerned that we're pushing, forcing this thing through, and we get stuck. I knew that this would have happened when we put that two-week deadline. Most of us work, I'm sure. This is the summer. People are hot.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that we should be pushing it a second time to get stuck.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
I agree with you. I think that if we concentrate and focus on the other tasks before us,
right,
going to have a lot to do in the succeeding weeks, and we can have a lot in place, and we know we'll have a solid process with that. Makes sense.
All right. Well, I move then that we extend the deadline to get the surveys done to August 5th of 2013.
Now, Lizette, how do you feel about that schedule? Do you feel? And let's discuss.
Well, I tried to meet the original deadline, and I'm not going over it again.
Okay. So, in other words, that schedule would work for you.
I'm done. I'm finished. I'm just waiting.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Well, you're very, what's that? I forgot.
Uh-huh.
And you're very kind to think of others, and I appreciate it. But that would work for me, and it would give us some time for those who need to continue. It would give us time to complete what needs to be done. And
yeah.
So I think then at that point, Janice, you would have the information you need, and you'd be able to
send it out by August the 6th, the morning of August 6th.
Okay, and then that would give us the rest of that week to... would you talk about phase two, which it comes under new business, but it might be appropriate here to see the connection between, let's say by August 6th, we have all the information in, and then at that point, Janice, you were suggesting something that's related really to our search questions, which is the new business item. And with the body's approval, I would like to move that up so Janice could just discuss that, the importance of having the candidates and then developing the questions.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed in my previous experience with personnel issues that the development of the questions are often determined or finalized by a search committee in relationship to the job description, but also with some sense of common questions that likely fit a majority of the candidates that are being screened, which helps the process and ensuring that everyone is asked essentially the same set of questions that most likely determine who would be most successful in the position. And I would have some level of concern of developing the questions now and then learning that there were 7 candidates who have some very specific kinds of area of expertise,
mm-hmm.
or they don't have it,
yeah.
and we don't have questions developed that would be fair to everyone.
Hmm.
Are there any comments about what Janice said? Any input? Then, if that's all right with the committee, what we'll do is follow her suggestion, which will be that we'll submit the questions, and when the questions are submitted and a summary comes out, once that summary comes out, then we will start in the process of developing questions. And Janice, would that process be something we would work out through SurveyMonkey?
We could do that, or we could do any number of other tools that allows us to build on each other's work. We could use Google, where someone starts a document, we share it with everyone. People can add to it. Every time you add, whatever was there before remains the same. And it's not until we come to a final conclusion would someone then be selected to edit the elements that we aren't going to use. That is some way is helpful so that we aren't spreading around 5 or 6 different documents of questions that are dated or you're not sure who sent it. But with Google Docs, you send it out and you put down the email address you want to share it with. And every time someone makes a change, it's automatically saved. And then you you inform the rest of the group that you're done by sharing it with them. Does that, anybody else use Google Docs?
Yeah,
no,
I do.
But I've heard people talk about it.
Google Docs is what we're using to look at the resumes.
I'm not really comfortable with it, but...
Okay.
Well, Janice, maybe after the...
I'm sorry, John. Someone said they weren't very comfortable with it.
Yes.
I see. Was that you, Teresa? Okay.
Yes, I'm somewhat technically challenged. I can deal with
okay.
it, but, I mean, it's not something that I'm happy with, you know, and I'm comfortable
I could,
with. I'm,
yeah.
but that's okay. I mean, I can use it, but I'm just not...
I had the same reaction when my former board of directors insisted that I use it, and they hadn't given me any training. Once I had training, it was really great. So I'd be happy to speak about it on the phone at another time.
All right, good. Thank you. That's very comforting.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Janice, for your help and your expertise in this. And I'll talk with you after everything is complete, and we'll work out the details so that we can move forward. That's excellent. Okay. Are there any other comments then about that video, about that SurveyMonkey issue?
Let me just see if I understand for the minutes. We're saying once we have the 10 original applicants, I don't know what the terminology is for that, then we will submit the questions to, did you say we're going to submit these questions to on the
We will share questions with each, we will share questions within the committee. And it will allow each committee member to add or subtract from a set of questions until we reach a conclusion that best fits all those who are to be interviewed.
And that will be done through Google document?
Google Doc.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Thank you.
All right. Good. So does that... let us move on then to the next item on there, the video conferencing. All right, if we're ready to move on to that video conferencing, Tracy, you have some information for us and a suggestion, if I understand it, for our next meeting.
Okay, yeah. So thanks to a wonderful volunteer from the Houston area, who sounds great, we have someone to kind of help us through the process of doing these preliminary rounds of interviews. Presumably we have a first round and a second round to get through. And the idea was that we wanted to sort of upgrade so we could have a visual, a video conferencing scenario rather than just a conference call with the applicants. So he has a couple of ideas about how to do it, and of course cost was a concern. So basically we have two scenarios for sort of low-cost video conferences, and what I need all of you to do is to make ourselves available, perhaps during our next meeting, but that's up to you guys, for about 20 to 30 minutes so we can test both of these potential solutions and see how they work, because we don't want to find out that they don't work so well or they're problematic at the interviews. So we basically want to do sort of 10-minute tests, the idea being that if we can get through sort of a 10-minute conversation, all of us, from our six different cities, that should be a pretty good indicator that it'll work.
That's
so that would just require all of us being sort of at our either home or work computer, whichever one we would be able to be at during a PNB personnel committee meeting for the interviews, all together at the same time. That's all that's required. So I just wanted to logistically kind of put that out. And it doesn't have to be for like a huge amount of time. We're thinking like two 10-minute tests, so maybe 20, 30 minutes.
That sounds great, Tracy.
Yeah, I like that.
Are we on video too, or are we just on audio?
The idea is that it would be video and audio.
Oh,
we would
great.
Be able
what a
to
party.
Yeah, we would be able to see each other and talk back and forth, and we would just kind of fiddle for 10 minutes and see if it worked for everybody, or
well,
if
really
it
great.
Was a total disaster, in
yeah.
which case,
hey,
you know, we wouldn't want to do interviews that way. Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll
have to get a haircut and find his clothing, huh?
Exactly.
Well,
So I was thinking the next meeting would be good. It would just have to be at a time of day when everybody can kind of commit that they're going to be at their computers, hopefully the computer that they would use for the interviews, for like a 30-minute stretch.
What do you want from us exactly? When
oh,
we can do this?
Yeah. I want a time when all six of us can be at the computers that we're going to use for the interviews at the same time. For the test.
Well, name a time. Work around it, right?
The meeting is a time that we've already committed to that, and then we
yeah.
could take a portion of that meeting, as you had initially, I think, suggested, Tracy. That seems to me to be ideal.
Okay, so I'm thinking at the next meeting, and I'm thinking not right at the top of the meeting, because that gives people, at least for us Western people, a chance to get home or to their computers.
Yeah.
What if we did it about an hour into the meeting, which is what? I guess about 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Would that
mm-hmm.
be reasonable?
Yeah.
It sounds good to me, but I want to make sure that everybody understands and feels that they have said what they need to on this issue. If they have any questions or whatever, just let us know. Otherwise,
sure.
Proceed. So is there anybody who would like to say anything else about it or has any questions about what's happening that they'd like to bring up at this point?
No, it sounds great.
I have one question.
Okay.
One question. Are you saying that one of us, somebody, is going to be on video and I will just be able to see them on my screen?
And they'll be able to see you.
Yes, everybody's going to be on video. I think that's what you're saying. Is that right, Tracy? That everyone will be, we'll all see one another.
Okay. Well, let me say this. I haven't tested out either of these programs yet, so it's possible that I haven't fully understood how they work. I have to work with the guy who's going to help us do this. But I believe that what we would see is we would see six or seven little boxes on our computer screen, and each of those boxes would be video with our faces and heads.
It's great. It's just the best thing. It's like a game.
That's how I've seen video conferencing work before. So there would be seven sort of heads on your screen. And then there would be audio, either through your phone or through your computer speakers.
So I have a question. Are you saying that my monitor has a camera on it that I'm just unaware of?
No, Teresa, you have to know that your computer is equipped with a camera.
Most computers manufactured in the past couple of years have them. That is something that we would have to find out. If you can't get access to a computer with a camera, then you'll hear the audio, but you won't be able to see the video.
And you won't be able to see me if there's no camera on it.
No, we'll be able to hear you, though.
Okay. All right.
How old is your laptop or your home computer?
About 5 years old.
Okay, I don't know if it would work or not, but I'll talk with you privately offline. What I'm going to do is talk with the volunteer, and we'll get some instructions together and...
Your volunteer,
you know Charlie, so...
So he probably knows where this is. I'm looking at my monitor, looking for the camera right now.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. We'll find a solution for you somehow, Jeff. We'll figure it out.
I'm looking at my printer. I mean, is there a camera on my printer? I'm just teasing you.
No, there's
definitely not
a camera on
there. Definitely not.
You're getting paranoid.
Okay, well, this is what we want to figure out, if there's individual problems that we can solve. So maybe... I'll get in touch with each of you privately once I have the specs
before the
test, and just see if there's something special that we have to do.
Teresa, are you uneasy about this technology? Do you feel it's invasive?
No. I'm just thinking, I'm such a dinosaur.
Well, the tech guy actually lives in Houston, so if Teresa is the one with the problem, we may be able to devise a custom solution for her.
Great.
Thank you.
Now, the only thing I'm going to say is that it would.
She's in the right location, you know.
Yeah.
It would
I know Charlie. He comes over on New Year's, and you know he's put various things on my computer.
I would say that it would be beneficial to work this out because if we do decide to go with the video interviews, then you would want to be able to be a full participant. So it would be worth finding out, even if you have to borrow a computer for that event, because we want the person who is being interviewed to be able to see you and see all the other people on the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm sure, Tracy, you can help. You're a good problem solver, so I'm sure that we can work these things out.
Okay. So the next meeting is August 14th, right? That's what we're shooting for.
I thought it was the 12th.
Oh, sorry. It's the 12th. Okay, good. So maybe in the week leading up to that, I might check in with each one of you individually if that's okay.
Excellent.
See if we have to do any troubleshooting before the test. Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Now we have the, so we can move on then to the next item. On there, which is the PD search motion, and that's to be presented to the PNB. And after the last meeting, I had spoken with Tracy beforehand, and then I spoke with Teresa afterwards. And I think that they had very convincing arguments that it would be, rather than to completely rescind the motion, to simply remove the language that said that members of the public or non-LSD people could be on the committee. So if we simply line that out and leave everything else in place, that would be the motion that we would present on behalf of the personnel committee. And so that would be the motion that substitute motion or however a parliamentary procedure would say it should be worded. We're doing this within committee. I guess it would be the committee motion to be brought forward. And we would then provide that information to Richard, and then he would be able to put that motion on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah. Tracy, for the sec.
Yes, Tracy.
Ah, okay. If you're done. I'm sorry, sometimes it's hard to know when to say for the sec. But are you finished?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. We have to find a better method to communicate, but go ahead. If you wanted to say something, please go right ahead.
Yeah, basically what came up both before and after the meeting, I know Teresa brought it up pretty strongly, was that we were kind of overcomplicating things a bit, that basically the concern that we were trying to address was that having non-board members on the search committees really created some problems with confidentiality, because really how can you hold an average listener accountable for maintaining confidentiality? And we've had problems because there's really there's no structure for dealing with violations or problems except to throw away the whole search and start all over again, which is a really time-consuming way to have to deal with things. And it was also felt that, you know, board members have some fiduciary and legal responsibilities that, of course, average listeners recruited to serve on committees don't necessarily have. So basically we felt like that particular thing that we were trying to do got kind of overcomplicated, because, you know, we've got like a 2-page motion and basically we were throwing the whole thing out to address one sentence. So basically we just want to sort of take that back and just do a basic amendment, which is simply to remove the one problematic phrase, period, which is much simpler to understand, much less dramatic, and much more straightforward. So that's basically the intent of what we're kind of hoping to do. And if we can get it on the PNB agenda on Thursday, that would be good, because otherwise it's going to keep the search committees that are in progress throughout the network basically kind of hamstrung, waiting for us to make up our minds what we're going to do. So that was kind of the idea, was that if we could make the adjustment on the personnel level, then we could take the motion to the PNB on Thursday, and it would be, you know, clean and straightforward and easy to understand rather than this sort of complicated two-step thing that basically threw out a whole bunch of language kind of unnecessarily. So does that make sense?
Yes. Well said. The motion would read, the PNB Personnel Committee moves that the PNB shall approve the PNB PD Search Committee motion approve amending the PNB Committee motion approved March 22nd, 2012 as follows. In the below paragraph, strike the word after unpaid staff members. So it would read, in part, such a subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members consisting of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members. And that's all. If it's strike, and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. We just write that portion. So I would so move, and would appreciate a vote to get this off to the secretary so that he can put it on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, what?
Yeah.
Do you have that in writing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you send it to me?
I am just doing it right now.
And see, that is the date you gave is March of 2012, and this is when it was passed at the PND level?
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'm looking for that. Thank you.
Okay. Sending it out right now. Okay. So are there any other comments or any input?
I would like to say something.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to passing this. I think that this shows that we can learn as we go and hopefully not have to reinvent the whole wheel every time. And I hope it's a smooth process. I know there will be some people that said, you know, why we just passed this, you know, and it says that we can let people that are not on the LSBs into these processes. But, I mean, it just really occurred to me so strongly that actually if we let people that are not on the LSB onto these search committees, not only do they not have the same accountability that LSB members do, but those people, if we have to limit the size of our search committees, those extra people on those search committees can actually be preventing LSB members that want to be on those search committees from getting on the committee, and that's not right. So I think this is a good solution. I'm looking forward to it passing the PNB with no problem. Got it.
Excellent. I think that's a very good get this off to you, and I'm so sorry that I am in a phone problem situation again where I have to move to another phone, or I don't know if I can get on the other phone, but may I have a, without objection, shall we say that this motion?
I second the motion.
All right, thank you. And without objection, may we say that it has passed our committee?
It has passed.
All right, thank you so much for that. I'm just about to run out of phone time. Is there anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to have to find another phone, and I'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes.
I would just like to say that when I get this, I will send it to the secretary to be put on the agenda for our Thursday meeting.
I'm sorry, Teresa. What was that you were talking about?
When I get it, since it was approved without objection, I'll send it to the PNB secretary to be put on the agenda for Thursday's PNB meeting.
Yes, excellent. Exactly.
And since we already discussed the search questions, we have no new business, Mr. Chair. So
thank you.
So all we have left on the agenda are verifying that our next meeting is on August the 12th, and the three action items that I've already documented, and then we're ready for adjourning. So I move that we adjourn.
Thank you so much.
I second that in motion.
Thank you so much, people.
We are
talking with you. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Thank you, everybody.
You all, too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.